faster than a speeding bullet. More powerful than a locomotive. Able to leap tall buildings at a single bound. Look, up in the sky. It's a bird.
It's a plane.
It's Superman.
Kellogg's Pep. P-E-P, Pep. Kellogg's Pep, the Sunshine Cereal, presents...
The Adventures of Superman. Today, a strange mystery hovers over the news story that Candy Myers promised Clark Kent. As without any reason... Candy disappears.
Hello there, gang. This is your pal, Dan McCullough. Say, how's breakfast at your house? Is it, just breakfast? Or is it a snappy sort of meal that looks cool and crisp, tastes cool and crisp, and helps you feel cool and crisp as you start the day? I mean, gang, does your breakfast start off with a bowl of Kellogg's Pep? Yes, sir, Pep with cool milk and sugar is an appetite tickler from way back. Why, those crisp flakes of whole wheat are packed to the brim with keen, catchy, nippy flavor. Strictly terrific flavor, no kidding. And something else strictly terrific about Pep is the prizes it gives you. Three smooth kinds of prizes, one in every package. And you never know which kind you'll get next. Could be, for instance, you'll find a model Allied fighting plane in colored cardboard. One of seven nifty Pep planes you can collect. Or could be you'll find one of 24 new full-color bird pictures with a full description on the reverse side so you can identify these birds in the air. Or it could be your next Pep prize will be one of 18 bright-colored comic buttons picturing a famous funnies character like Smilin' Jack or Skeezix or Superman himself. Yes, you'd look mighty slick with all 18 of these buttons pinned on your jacket or your beanie cap. So start collecting all three kinds of these swell Pep prizes. Ask Mom to get you Kellogg's Pep, the Sunshine Cereal, tomorrow.
And now, the adventures of Superman.
Promising a sensational news scoop, Private Detective Candy Myers asked Clark Kent to come to his waterfront bungalow that night. But when Kent arrived with Editor Perry White, they found Candy unconscious, cruelly beaten. The next morning in the hospital, Candy refused to discuss the affair, saying he had an idea who his attackers were and insisting angrily that he would deal with them alone. Finally, however, he agreed to tell his story if Kent and White would leave him for half an hour because he was tired. But as Kent and White started back to his room, Candy's physician met them with startling news. Listen.
What is it, Dr. Ross? Why are you so excited?
He's gone.
What?
Who's gone?
Mr. Myers is gone.
Gone? What do you mean, doctor?
I went to his room a few minutes ago.
Yes?
But he wasn't there.
Wasn't there?
And he isn't anywhere else in the hospital.
What?
He simply vanished.
Good God, let's have a look in his room. Come on.
Mr. Myers was right here in this room, in this bed.
Yes, I know.
But when I came in to see him a few minutes ago, he was gone.
Oh, I can't understand it. We left him here just half an hour ago. He said he wanted to take a nap.
You say you searched the hospital, Dr. Ross?
Yes. Yes, he isn't here, Mr. Kent.
Oh, nonsense. He must be here. He couldn't just disappear into thin air.
Well, it's obvious that Candy either walked out, Chief...
He couldn't walk out. He was hurt too badly.
Well, Candy's a pretty tough customer. And I see his street clothes are gone from the closet.
He couldn't walk, I tell you. Could he, Doctor?
Well, he was in bad shape. But as Mr. Kent says, he's rugged. He might have walked, but I...
Walked? Walk where? The corridor is full of nurses and doctors, and Candy was bound up in bandages like a mummy. Somebody would have seen him.
That's what I was about to say.
He could have left through this window.
The window? Are you out of your mind, Kent?
No, take a look for yourself, Chief. This is a low second floor, and the roof of the veranda runs directly below. It's only a short drop to the veranda roof and another short drop to the ground.
Oh, now, wait,
it's
Mr.
a short
Kent,
drop for you, but not for an injured man. Anyhow, why in thunder would Candy want to pull a fool stunt like that?
Well, he might not have wanted to. He might have been forced.
Forced?
Mm-hmm.
By whom? Why?
Candy was badly beaten last night because of something he'd discovered. It's possible that someone overheard him promise to tell us all about it and spirited him away so he couldn't talk.
Good heavens.
Nobody could have overheard him. The three of us were here alone in this
Somebody
room.
Somebody could have been out there on that veranda roof, right under the window.
Oh, well, of
Dr.
course.
Dr. Ross, I suggest you contact the police at once. We'll get in touch with you later.
Very well.
Come on, Chief.
Where?
To Candy's house. I just remembered something. Something very important.
Now, Now, just what in thunder are you looking for, Kent?
I told you, Chief. Candy was investigating something. Apparently, he made an important discovery which somebody didn't want him to make.
Well, I can figure that out for myself, Mr. Brilliant Detective. But what was he investigating, and what discovery did he make?
Nothing there. I don't know what he discovered.
That's a great help.
But I think he was investigating the subway.
The subway?
Mm-hmm. You remember when the new tube under 9th Avenue caved in last month?
I'll say I do. 3 people killed and a couple of hundred injured. What about it?
Only this. Candy was riding in the subway at the time. And he barely escaped serious injury. And what's more, he was wild mad when he saw all those people hurt. Matter of fact, he came to me. He said he wanted me to help him investigate the accident. I was going to, but that atom bomb story came up then.
Mm-hmm.
Well? Well, just that I think Candy went on with the investigation himself. He's a stubborn guy, you know. I believe he may have turned up something.
Oh, nonsense. The city made its own investigation. They found the cave-in was caused by a fault in the rock, which hadn't been there when the tube was put through. Just one of those unfortunate things, that's all.
Maybe.
No maybe about it. Mayor Marshall issued the report himself. You don't doubt his honesty, do you?
No, but...
You'd better not. You worked like a dog to help elect him. No. No, Candy must have been working on something else, Kent.
Maybe. Well, there's nothing in this chest but some shirts and stuff. And there was nothing in the desk or in the bedroom. Afraid the fellows who beat him up last night got away with his evidence.
If there was any evidence. Oh, say, how about his office?
No, it's always closed during August. Jackson, his assistant, takes his vacation then, and Candy goes to the ball games. Say, look, Chief, I'm going back to the hospital.
What for?
Well, someone may have turned up by now who saw Candy being taken away. If so, I'll have to move fast. I don't think Candy will get away with just a beating this time.
Oh, no. Well, isn't there something we can do?
I'm going to do something. Right now. Now, you can get...
You're going to do something.
Yes. Now, please, Chief, no questions.
But...
I suggest you send a good reporter, say, Tony Sloan, out to that subway cave-in right away. I passed it the other day, and it isn't quite cleaned up yet. Tell him to get samples of the concrete used in the tube and the rock.
Are you still harping on that? I tell you, there's nothing in it.
Wait a minute. Please, Chief. When I showed Candy the handkerchief we found by him last night, the one that had Keep Your Nose Clean printed on it, he blurted out that somebody was trying to frighten him into staying away from the subway.
I don't remember his saying anything about a subway.
He just said
somebody was trying to scare him.
No, he said the subway, I tell you. Now, please, Chief, we're losing valuable time. Candy's life is at stake. We can't afford to overlook any kind of clue.
All right. I'll send somebody out.
Fine. Now, I'll get after...
But I can't send Tony Sloan. He's on the Connor story. And Harry Goldman is doing the follow-up on the Pelly case. I'll send Jim.
Oh, no. It might be too dangerous for him.
Dangerous? Dangerous, my foot. But, oh, well, okay. I'll send Lois along with him.
Okay, but tell him to be careful. Very careful. I'll see you later, Chief.
We got here just in time, Jim. See, the steam shovel is clearing out what's left of the cave-in tube.
Yeah, the hole will be clean in no time. How are we going to get close enough to get some chunks of the old concrete and the rock? There are guards all around the place.
I know how. Come with me.
Where, Miss Lane?
To that big dump truck. The steam shovel is dropping the old concrete into it.
Oh, you mean we'll snitch some out of the truck?
Oh, we're not snitching, Jim. That stuff belongs to the city, and we're citizens. Besides, it's valueless. They're just going to take it somewhere and dump it, maybe into the harbor.
It's not valueless if it helps us find Candy Myers. Gosh, poor Candy. She's an awful swell guy.
Not so loud. Do you want everyone to know what we're here for?
Oh, I'm sorry. There are just workmen around, though, and guards.
Well, we don't know who's around, Jim. Get ready now. When we get behind the truck, fill that shoebox, but do it quickly.
I will.
Stay on this side of the truck until we get to the rear so that the guards don't see us.
Okay.
Get ready. All right, Jim. Now.
Okay.
What? I'm sorry.
Got a GPL box.
Come on, then. Hurry.
Right.
Watch for an empty taxi.
Okay. Gosh, when that guard hollered at you, my heart jumped right up in my throat.
Never mind the guard. Just keep your eyes peeled for a taxi. Oh, I'll feel better when we're away from here.
So will I. These guys may...
Look out! Jim, behind the car! Jim, look out!
Shouting, Lois Lane seizes Jimmy Olsen's arm as a large black sedan roars down on them from behind. We'll return in a moment for the exciting climax of today's episode. So stand by.
Say, it's a big moment, isn't it, when Mom opens a package of Kellogg's Pep, Because right away, you're looking to see which one of those three kinds of swell pet prizes you'll get. You're never quite sure whether it'll be one of Pep's seven colored cardboard plane models, and say, are they a keen collection, or whether your next prize will be one of 24 beautiful color pictures of birds, with a description on the reverse side to help you name and to know these birds every time. Or then again, that prize might be one of 18 bright-colored comic buttons, each picturing one of your favorite Funnies characters, to collect and to pin on your jacket or your beanie cap. All you do know is that whichever one of these prizes you find inside your package of Pep, it's strictly super. And you can say that again for Pep itself. Why, the way those crisp whole wheat flakes of Pep make with a flavor is something terrific. Yes, sir, you'll say that a bowl of Pep, the Sunshine cereal, with cool milk and sugar, is just about the slickest, the most refreshing breakfast dish there is. It's a downright catchy tasting that, well, it keeps your spoon coming right back until you've polished off every last bit in your bowl. And that's the right angle, especially nowadays when we're sending the cereal grains to fellows and girls overseas. So remember, gang, eat all your Pep. Don't waste it.
As Lois Lane and Jimmy Olsen were leaving the scene of the recent subway cave-in with a shoebox full of concrete specimens, a large black sedan, throttle open, roared down on the boy reporter from behind. Shouting an alarm, Lois seized Jimmy's arm.
Look out! Jim! Look out!
Sleeping lizards. Was that close? You saved my life, Miss Lane.
Oh, I'm weak in the knees. That stupid driver. He must have seen you.
Sure he did. He didn't even blow his horn. Look, here he comes now. I'm going to give him a piece of my mind.
So am I.
You all right, kid?
Yeah, but it's not your fault. Why don't you look where you're going?
What were you trying to do? Kill us both?
Gee, I'm sorry. Here, let me brush you off, kid.
Never mind.
Come here, Harry. Give me a hand, will you?
Okay, Joe.
I said, never mind brushing me off. Take your hands off me.
Come on. Walk a little bit, kid. See if you're okay.
Are you all right, Jim?
Sure, I'm okay. Let go of me, I said.
I want to make sure. Take his arm, Harry. Yeah. Come on, kid.
Cut it out. Hey, what's the idea?
You let him alone.
Get to the car with you, kid.
Now, look here.
What?
Hey,
let go.
Get in there.
Let go.
Okay, Harry. Step on it.
Help. Help. Miss Lane.
Struggling frantically, Jimmy Olsen is thrust into the black sedan, which rushes away, leaving Lois Lane so thunderstruck that she cannot even call out. What does this mean? Is the shoebox of old concrete, which Jimmy still clutches instinctively, the reason for this mysterious attack? What will happen to the boy reporter? And what has happened to Candy Myers? Our story has taken a strange and menacing twist. Don't fail to be with us Monday when stranger things occur and a startling surprise. Tune in, same time, same station. And remember, for breakfast, it's Kellogg's Pep. For excitement, the adventures of Superman.
Superman is a copyrighted feature appearing in Superman DC Comics magazine and is brought to you Monday through Friday at the same time by Kellogg's Pep, the Sunshine cereal. Say, gang, here's a winner in your list of famous names. It's Kellogg, the greatest name in cereals. Kellogg, as in Kellogg shredded wheat. What a treat for breakfast. Plump, tender biscuits of whole wheat, toasted just right. Full of natural nut sweet flavor, too. And are they crisp? And here's what else you get in Kellogg's shredded wheat. Grand whole wheat nutrition, biscuits made to fit the bowl, and 15 biscuits in every package. Tell Mom you'd like Kellogg's shredded wheat. And be sure to be with us on Monday for the thrilling adventures of Superman. This is the Mutual Broadcasting System.